Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Palestinian representative to the UN broke down today as he described the more than 1,000 children killed in Gaza since Israel resumed airstrikes in March.
The images of mothers embracing their motionless bodies, caressing their hair, talking to them, apologizing to them.
Israel claimed today it killed a Hamas leader in one of the strikes, Mohammed Sinwar. Rami Innocencio reports he was the younger brother of a Hamas leader killed last year.
One of the masterminds of October 7th, those terror attacks back in 2023. He's also has risen through the ranks, through the military wing, and has been a commander.
President Trump was sounding confident today about a nuclear deal with Iran, despite Israel's concerns. Linda Kenyon has that.
President Trump says he warned Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu not to strike Iran as long as nuclear talks continue.
Yeah, I told him this would be inappropriate to do right now because we're very close to a solution. Now, that could change at any moment.
Speaking in the Oval Office, the president added a very strong document could settle the dispute over Iran's nuclear program.
Well, we can go in with inspectors. We can take whatever we want. We can blow up whatever we want.
Meanwhile, the head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Group calls the continuing negotiations a good sign. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
In northern Arkansas, there is a massive search underway for an escaped prisoner, a former police chief convicted of rape and murder.
The town's kind of, everybody's hunked down. I think it kind of spooked some people.
CBS's Ian Lee is following the search.
There are multiple agencies on the ground, and they're throwing everything they have at this search. We know there's dogs, there's drones, there's helicopters.
He escaped by dressing as a corrections officer. Alexander 10 reports the health secretary wants to stop ads for prescription drugs.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he is weighing new limits on how prescription drugs can be advertised in the United States, that he thinks will be able to get around what he called a, quote, recent bad Supreme Court case that granted drug advertising some First Amendment protections. Kennedy has long called for curbs on drug ads in the United States, and on the campaign trail ahead of Election Day pledged to find a way to ban prescription drug ads nationwide altogether.
Kennedy's also going after medical journals, which he says are controlled by big pharmaceutical companies. He's attacked their influence for years. Now he says government scientists may be barred from publishing in them. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Deborah Rodriguez has the latest on the rumors about a former first couple's split.
People couldn't even fathom that I was making a choice for myself, that they had to assume that my husband and I are divorcing.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama addressed the speculation on Sophia Bush's podcast after she was a no-show at former President Carter's funeral and President Trump's inauguration. Now there's proof she and her husband are still a couple, or at least they still date. A photographer snapped pictures of the two all dolled up as they exited a restaurant at the upscale Lowell Hotel in Manhattan. The former president wore a dark suit, the former first lady a black ruffled tiered midi dress and heels, and a huge smile. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
California is changing the rules for this weekend's track and field championships, allowing more girls to take part after President Trump threatened to pull federal funding if the state didn't bar trans girls from participating in girls' sports. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower possible this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 50s. A pop-up shower or two tomorrow afternoon, more clouds and highs in the low 60s. Warmer temperatures for this weekend, highs climb through the 60s into the 70s. It's 55 right now.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the a tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman. Good evening, I'm Chris Morrow, just after 7 o'clock. Baseball played earlier today. The Brewers won 6-5 over the Red Sox. So we've got music all night long.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. They used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. And birds who live nearby are the flies. Mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
98 years. Racine has turned to WRJN for local news. Now the timeless hits too. Well, on these rainy days like we've had for a couple now, you just can't beat it, so you might as well laugh at it, like Neil Sedaka.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour.
Feel inside.
doing a fruit overdose there with apples, peaches, and pumpkin pie from Jay and the Techniques on WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. And the Racine Raiders back on the air with WRJN this season, Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. We're going to have the game featuring Don Wadowitz. Now, the pregame is going to start at about 6:15 this week. Kickoff will be at 6:30. A time change there that happened, I think it was Monday or Tuesday we got the word. We updated our website, but wanted to tell you about it on the air, too. So 6:15 is the pregame, 6:30 is the kickoff. Raider football being brought to you on WRJN by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine with beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, and by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time with the Raiders and WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
The weather's heating up, and so is the flavor at Ferraro's. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, comfort food at its finest. Ferraro's has a fiesta for your table with the taco pizza. It's a hearty refried bean base, seasoned ground beef, and a zesty three cheese blend, topped with fresh lettuce and tomato and drizzles of sour cream and mild taco sauce. It's a fresh, flavorful twist on a fan favorite. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Hey, hey, Paula, I wanna marry you. Hey, hey, Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you.
That's one of those oh wow songs from Paul and Paula. It's called Hey Paula on WRJN. Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Skimming stones. Had a no-go Chevy and a place of my own.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. As well as the radio station, we get emails, phone calls, and letters from people all over the place. Somebody has been going crazy on their email lately, sending me messages about what we should and shouldn't play. And they did suggest that Elton John's Crocodile Rock was a timeless hit and were angry that I hadn't played it like five times in the past day. So there you go. They don't give me their name, as you would not expect them to, but Crocodile Rock was on the list of songs we should play. So there you go. Whoever you are, keep the emails coming. I read all of them. I really do. Zombies, it's Tell Her No on WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, 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 no. Tell you I love you, whoa, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm,
tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, no,
don't live in love from
no,
your arms.
No.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, they taught us in radio school when I went about 50 or 51 years ago. People don't care what you think about your favorite song. They want to hear their favorite song. But tonight, I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite childhood songs. I knew every word by the time I was six. It's from Peter, Paul, and Barry, WRJN.
In a land called Honolulu, little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
WRJN. About
jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over. Yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
I read somewhere that song is the most recorded song in any genre of music in modern music history. Could have been anything from Mondovani to Led Zeppelin that did versions of Yesterday by the Beatles. Well, the Brewers back with a full season here on WRJN. Our next broadcast will be Friday night against the Phillies. About 5:10 is the pregame. Brewers won earlier today. Sweeping the Red Sox. Three in a row. Monday, Tuesday, and today. Final in 10 innings today was 6-5. Brewer baseball being brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the whole schedule online at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunch and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Add a Jack Centurio jersey to your collection on June 7th when the Brewers give away 25,000 Churio replica jerseys at the game against the Padres, courtesy of Chevrolet. Don't miss this one. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partner partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. So we're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The blue moon may be up there, but we can't see it. There's too many clouds tonight. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And Chris Morrow cruising through Wednesday night. Brewers won earlier today, 6-5. So we've got a whole evening of timeless hits for him.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
She told me I could.
Something tells me I'm in.
Simon and Garfunkel. I've got them coming up, along with the Supremes in just a few minutes. And also more from Neil Sedaka, following the 8 o'clock news as we bring on more timeless hits on WRJN.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Development for some international students at schools in the U.S. CBS's Matt Piper with the latest.
In a statement, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking the visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. A day earlier, Rubio halted the scheduling of new visa interviews for international students until the State Department releases guidelines for increased vetting of the students' activity on social media. His words add to the uncertainty for America's international students, who have faced intensifying scrutiny from the Trump administration.
The Federal Trade Court blocks President Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs on imports under an emergency powers law. The president signs off on a full pardon for former GOP Congressman Michael Grimm of New York, who was convicted in 2014 of tax fraud and related charges. And reality TV star Todd Chrisley has just been released from a Florida prison after he and his wife were also pardoned. They've been serving time for bank fraud and tax evasion. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
First of all, that it's happening so early in a presidential term, that's noteworthy. But in so many of these cases, the pardons are happening outside the traditional historic pardon system. As it has been for so long, a pardon applicant does that. He or she applies, has to pay restitution, show remorse, have exhausted their appeals, have served some of their time. These names in front of you, they're a little bit different.
Just as the U.S. seeks to reach a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, Israel's prime minister makes an announcement. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer with that.
Without warning, on May 13th, an Israeli missile blasted through the front